you're welcome to my space. I believe you're here because you want to learn how you can grow your manufacturing business organically. It is worthy to know that this is the first time ever I'm publicly sharing such in-depth insights of my growth strategies. So you may need to grab a paper and pen to jot down key points you can start applying in your business right away. Before I start, let me briefly introduce myself. My name is Amoroko Litasi, a manufacturer, innovator, and founder of Marakris Organics. At Marakris Organics, we produce organic hair products using locally sourced raw materials like plant butters, oils, and botanical extracts. We manufacture right hair in Nigeria, and currently we have a distribution channel of almost 100 distributors in 3 African countries. So we are present in Nigeria, Ghana, and Benin Republic. For 3 years, I actually worked from home using a spare room in my apartment and of course my kitchen. And I turned my sitting room to a storage unit where I store my finished products. I didn't receive any form of funds or grants, but I was able to scale from home to a mini factory. And I was able to achieve this using revenue generated by the business. And this is exactly what I want to share with you. My top 3 secrets that I've used to successfully bootstrap my way to growth. It makes me so sad when I hear funds is why most women manufacturers are not able to scale their business. I'm not talking about the growth phase. Of course, you need money eventually to expand. But I'm talking about the startup phase. Because the truth is that no institution would actually give you funds or loan if you're not clear on what your idea is, or even clear on how your product is actually solving a problem in the market space. You also need to demonstrate your access to market, good corporate governance, and some sort of traction and structure before you can be able to actually access most grants and loans. And this is why I am finally ready to share my experience to help willing women manufacturers who are ready to put in the work. Emphasis on putting the work, because building a company is not a walk in the park at all. So I'll be sharing my secrets to help you see how you can do the same in your business. So my top 3 secrets are right pricing system, right marketing and sales strategy, and putting the right structures in place. Did you notice a recurring word? Right. It is not just pricing or marketing or structure, but the right one that fits into your business model. Let's talk about them one at a time. Let's look at pricing. I was clear on what my profit margin is. As a manufacturer, you need to know your numbers. You don't just fix prices based on, let's say, what your competitor is selling. Yes, you need to consider that factor, but it shouldn't be the sole determinant factor for your pricing system. So, what is your profit margin? Can you tell for sure the exact profit margin you're making per product you currently sell? Let's see how this can help you grow. We'll be using a profit margin of 70%. So if your profit margin is an average of 70%, you should endeavor to make sure that your admin and selling expenses is not more than 40%, so that you'll be left with 30% net margin. So your net margin is now what you can plug back into the business in order to scale the business profitably. If you're making, let's use 1 million naira example now. So if you're making 1 million naira, right, and your profit margin is 70%, that means your profit margin for each 1 million naira you make is 700,000. Remember that if your profit margin is 70%, it means that your cost of production is 30%. So 30%, which is 300,000, is what you used to produce that product that you sold 1 million naira. Hope we are clear on this. Okay, so your profit margin is 700,000, and your, like we said, it should not be more than 40% admin and selling expenses. So your salary, rent, everything that is your running expenses, your expenditure for that month is no more than 40%, which is 400,000. So if you now remove this 400,000 from your profit margin, which is 700,000, you will now be left with 300,000 naira. So this 300,000 naira is now your net margin. So if you pay income tax, if your company is a limited liability, it's from this money that you can now deduct your income tax taxed on your profit, on your net profit. Okay, so from this 300,000 is now what you will use when you want to scale your business, you want to buy machineries, you want to expand the business, you want to do new things for the business in order to expand it. So it's from this money that you can now do that. But imagine if your profit margin was, let's say, 40%, and you're still spending almost the 40% in your running expenses, your admin and selling expenses. What will happen at the end of the month? Your balance will be zero naira. You won't be able to grow the business. You just keep running around the circle, struggling, and you won't be able to make money that you can actually use to scale the business. So you see how getting your pricing right would help you to scale your business. So I hope that after this class, you're going to look at your pricing to see how it's been affecting your business and how you can improve if you're not yet getting it right. So we're moving over to the top secret 2, which is marketing and sales strategy. So of course, we know that for us to generate revenue, for us to scale, we need to market our business. You can't depend on just hoping people will discover your solution, or people will just see you and know, oh, your products are fantastic and buy. No, you have to actually go out and market. Whether you're marketing offline or you're marketing online, you need to go out and make sure that people are aware of the solution, the fantastic solution you have, your fantastic product, your effective product, your yummy product. You need to make sure that you're creating awareness for it and you're getting people interested in your brand and your product. So the steps for you to do this is, first, you need to define your target market, your target audience. Then you have to define the value you have for them. What is your value proposition? Then what differentiates your value from what every other person is offering? What's your unique selling proposition? Then you also have to back that up with other things that I would discuss as we go on. Okay, so for you to define your target customers, you need to know who they are. Who are they? Where are they? What are they struggling with? What are their secret desires? What are their pain points? What are their interests? What activities do they engage in? What's their age? What's their location? So these are the things that you need to write down. Don't have it in your head though. Just bring a pen, paper, and put it down in writing. You can use the data from your previous customers to actually define this, so you know exactly who will be willing to buy from you and who has the money to actually buy from you. Because it's one thing for someone to be willing, but it's another thing also for them to have the money, the purchasing capability to buy what you're offering. So let's take my business as an example. Okay, so I have two businesses. I have Maracruz Organics and I also have the Manufacturer's Hub, which most of you already know. Okay, so for the Manufacturer's Hub, now my ideal target customer are women manufacturers between the age of 20 to 50. And what they want to achieve, what their secret desire is that they want to use the right strategies, the right systems, and the right digital tools to grow their business. Most of them want to grow organically, and some of them want to get funds to expand in a larger way. Okay? So the focus there is that they want to start and scale their manufacturing business. And what are they struggling with currently? Most of them are struggling with generating a consistent revenue. So I know this because I've done market surveys. I've spoken to a lot of them over the course of the period I started this business. Okay, so you need to go out and do market survey. Actually ask your customers, your ideal customers, what they're struggling with, so that when you're not communicating with them, when you're putting out content on social media, when you're printing your flyers, when you're doing your marketing activities, you're touching on those pain points, those things that is really paining them, those things that they want you to eradicate for them. You're touching on it using your marketing communications. That's the only way you can speak to them if you know exactly what they're struggling with. Okay, so most of my ideal customers also feel like they're going around in circle, because at the end of the month, when they're done paying salaries, when they're done paying themselves, they're not even left with a reasonable amount of money to grow the business. Okay, so all these things is now left for me to see, okay, what value can I offer these people? How can I help them? I'm not talking about the paid programs or paid products now, but the free offer. What free offer are you going to use to attract them? Because you need to attract them. You need to help them to understand that you're the one for them. You're the solution they need. Before you start pitching your product or even telling them you have this product for them, you need to give value, okay? So my own value might be giving out tips, giving them how to achieve so, right? Giving them guides, free guides to help them to see how they can solve their problems. So all these things, I can package it in form of information, I can package it in form of webinars, I can package it in form of audio files like you're listening to me right now, okay? So you need to know what your customer is struggling with so that you can be able to develop what we call value offer, free offer to them. So this on your own aspect can be like free tips on how to achieve a healthy hair, free tips on how to achieve a great skin. It can be free tips on how to live a healthy lifestyle. So maybe you're producing food, healthy food, right? So it can be free tips on how to get slim body if maybe you're producing weight loss products. So it is actually based on the result your customer wants to achieve. That's how you can now create your free tips, your content around that, so that you begin to establish yourself as an authority in your own industry. So when they think about, oh, I'm having this issue, they already know this is the person to go to. Even if people following you are not your ideal customer, they can refer people to you because they've been seeing that content you're putting out. Do we understand this? So you need to first define your target audience, and then you now define the solution you have for them. So when you now attract them with your free valuable offer, that's when you can now pitch your products to them. That's when you can now tell them that to help you further, this is the product I have for you to achieve these results. This is the product you need. But then they already like you, they already know you, and they already trust that you can help them with their issues because you've shown that you're knowledgeable in your industry. Okay, so then you need to also now determine what is unique about your own offering. What is your unique selling proposition? So I'm still going to use TMH, the Manufacturer's Hub, as an example here. So my own unique selling proposition is that, okay, first, for you to know what your unique selling proposition is, you need to identify who is already offering that value in the market space. So for me now, my competitors are people who are already offering business education. So it can be institutions that are offering business education. It can be coaches or trainers or consultants that are helping businesses right now. But when you now discover who they are, you can now see what differentiates me from these people. What will make me unique to my target customer? So for me, at the Manufacturer's Hub, what actually makes me unique is that I teach from my own personal experience. I'm not teaching you what I get from Google or something I heard someone else say or something I just learned from a business school. Yes, I've gone to a lot of business schools, but local, and also attended some online courses from international business schools. But then that doesn't define what I'm telling you. That doesn't define what I'm teaching, because I take all those knowledge and I apply it in my own business. I face my own challenges, which are also unique. Like, they're also almost the same challenges like what my target customers are facing. And then from my own experience from those challenges, I can now say, I know this thing. I've experienced this. No, don't go this way. Come this way. That way, there is no road there. If you go through this route, you are going to hit a roadblock. Come out and follow this way, because it's something that I've hit that roadblock. Probably I've seen things that, there is no way here. I can now direct my target customers. Come out. It's not just based on the theory that I've read about that thing, but based on my own personal experience, things I've experienced in running my own manufacturing company. So I know this. I know what is unique about my business. And you too should know what is unique about your business. What makes your offering different from what other people are doing? You need to identify this. And once you're able to identify this, communicate it to your target audience. It will now become easy for them to relate to you and to buy whatever you're offering them, because they see that, oh, this solution is really unique. Then, in also showing them the value your product offers, you need to make sure that you're making them an offer they cannot resist. So you don't just say, come and buy my product. No, but you show them the results they will get from buying your product. Will your products make life easy for them? Will your product help them achieve AYZ? So you need to actually communicate this thing to them. It can also mean you going the extra mile of getting testimonials from people who have used your product and they've experienced results using your product. So you can capture their testimonial in text format. You can capture it in video. Video is the best. It's the best because they can see that person giving the testimonial. It's not like, oh, it's a text. Are you sure this company did not forge this ad? It's just a screenshot. So you can actually approach customers who have gotten results from doing business with you or using your product and get a live testimonial, a video testimonial. If possible, show the results they got from using your product. Our best selling commercials, our best adverts are video testimonials from mothers who have used our kiddies range. I'm talking about Maracruz Organics now, who have used our kiddies range to achieve healthy hair for their kids. So once we show their before picture and show their after picture, and you can hear from the mother's mouth telling you that I used Maracruz, this is how my daughter's hair is, this is how it is now. People rush to buy the product because they can already see the evidence in your video testimonials. So in 2020, how are you going to use testimonials of your customers to gain and attract people who want to buy from you? So you need to make sure that all these things are in place. You know who your target customers are. You know their pain points. You know the value you're offering them. You know what is unique about your value. And you know where they are in order to attract them. And you're promoting your products to them via paid advertising. Because you can't use just organic way to reach people. So you can't just depend on, oh, if I post today, they will see it. The number of people seeing your post are very limited. So not enough people would see your post in order to buy from you. So you actually need to use paid advertising. For me, at Maracruz Organics, and even for TMH, I use adverts a lot. I use Facebook adverts because it helps me to reach thousands of people on a daily basis. So these people, I take them through a process of attracting them. Just like I've attracted you to this group. Now you're listening to me. You're making a decision. Should I go further with this woman? Does she know what she's saying or not? Okay. That's how you attract your customers via paid advertising. And then they can now consider to see if they want to buy from you. So in that consideration phase, some people you've attracted will fall off. Like if you have 100 people, maybe you now get 50% of them listen to you and consider you, right? Then it now moves down to them actually now converting to customers. So in the conversion stage, you can now have maybe like 20% of those initial 100, which might not be like 20% of 100 is what? Is 20 people. So you can now have 20 people buy from you. So it's not people that you attract from the beginning that will buy from you eventually. So it's like a funnel. So, but Facebook advertising helps you to take people through this funnel in a way that you can advertise and attract them. You can do another advert to help them to consider you. Then you can also run another advert to retarget people who you've attracted in your brand awareness adverts. So there's a system to this. And once you learn how to do this right, using Facebook ads, you would generate a consistent flow of customers and revenue in your business. So that is that about marketing and sales strategy. We'll also be talking about structure. So how do you put the right structure in your business? So we'll be going to top secret 3. Let's move straight to my top secret 3. So my top secret 3 is actually putting the right structures in place.
So you need to put in the right systems and structures in place that would enable you to actually scale your business. So from the onset, I separated the business from myself. I made sure that I registered my company with CAC, and then I also separated my business line from my personal line. Initially, I was using my business line for business, but I got to see that it didn't actually allow me to work effectively. So I got another line for the business while my personal line is actually separate. You can also make sure that your business has a current business account. You have a business account so that you can separate your personal money from your business money and actually pay yourself salary. Another thing I did in order to put the right structure in place is keeping my data right, keeping my records right, good bookkeeping. So I use softwares and apps to automate my accounting system. So all data as regards to our inventory, sales, and expenditures are being entered into this software. And at the end of the month, at the end of the year, I can be able to create a report and actually see how well we did or how badly we fared. Another thing I did is also to have SOPs written. SOP is your standard operating procedures. So you need to write down standard operating procedures for each major activity that you actually carry out in your business, like your production process, your sales process, your marketing process, every process at all that you actually undertake in your business. And I also have templates for different activities. I have email templates. I have templates of messages that we even send out to customers. When someone sends us a message, there's already a procedure as regards to the kind of words to use, the response to give the person, so that our conversation or our communication is consistent. No matter who is answering the DM or the email, we have the same tone and the same consistency all through. Something else is also putting policies in place. So policies would help you have a standard way of doing things. Let's take for an example, my delivery policy. So we have policy for within Lagos deliveries as regards to like our delivery time. We have policy for outside Lagos delivery. We also have policies for when we want to deliver outside the country. So all these things are things that you need to actually document, follow it, and make sure that any staff that you currently have or any staff you would have in future follows the same process. If you're present in this section, take this home with you, please. Take this home with you. It is high time you stop running your business like a hobby or without any structure or plan. It is time for you to start doing things the right way. It is time for you to scale your business using the revenue you generate from your business, so that when you are now ready for growth, it is easier for you to actually access funds, because you can show your traction and you can show the different milestones you have achieved all by yourself. Earlier this year, I was part of a pitch competition organized by Sterling Bank. They're actually showing it now as a reality show. It's powered by Enterprise Development Center. I wasn't the winner at the end of the day, but out of 10,000 applicants, I made it to top 10. And me making it to top 10 was more of validation for me. It was more of validation that, yes, I am doing things right and I'm now ready for funding. So before you get to that stage where you now say, oh, I'm ready for funding, I'm ready to access money, you should be able to get to some certain extent, to a certain milestone, so that when you receive that money, it is easy for you to see where and where exactly you need to put that money into, so that you make good use of the money based on the experience you've had in your business. So it is very, very key for you to get up to a stage before you even access funds, even if the funds are readily available for you. Get up to a stage where you can now say, yes, I am ready for my business to be funded. So there you have it, my top 3 secrets to scaling a manufacturing business. To recap, we talked about pricing, how pricing your product right can help you to scale your business profitably. We also talked about marketing and sales, how you need to define your target customer, show the value you're offering and what differentiates your value from the market space. Show them testimonials on your products, how people who have used your product have achieved results from using your product. So once you get your marketing right, you'll be able to generate a consistent flow of leads, customers, and revenue in your business. We also talked about structure. So once you structure your business, you would be able to scale your business in a way that it can even run without your presence. So I believe you've learned things you need to start doing right in 2020. So if you want to work with me further in order to get consistent results in terms of automating your revenue generation, if you want to generate enough revenue that would enable you to scale your business, then you need my revenue automation program. It's an intensive program for manufacturers that would help you to start and scale your manufacturing business. So I'll be teaching you the strategies, systems, and structures you need in order to scale your business. So the program is very, very in-depth. It has video lessons, it has worksheets, it has guides, it has everything that you need in order to automate your revenue, in order to generate a consistent flow of revenue in your business. Okay? So it has 5 courses. Let me take you through what you get when you enroll in this program. So the first course is Business Foundation course. So the Business Foundation course helps you to validate your product. So if you've been selling or you've not started selling, but you need to make sure that your product is actually what people are willing and ready to buy. So the lesson in this course would help you to see how to carry out a market survey and how to actually validate your product and get it ready for the market. You also learn how to craft your own business model. So we use the business model canvas to show you how you can develop your own business model that is unique to your own business. You would also learn in this particular course, because it's a foundation course, whether you've been doing business for years, you need to go through this, because it helps you to make sure that the foundation you set for your business is right. And the foundation is what will actually take the structure that you're going to now build for your business. So you also learn how to define your target customer, how to create your ideal customer avatar, how to create your own unique selling proposition so that your marketing communication, you're speaking directly to your target customers in a way that will attract them and make them buy from you. You would also learn how you can create your business mission, vision, and core values. Because you need to make sure that your mission and vision is right. Because it's your mission and vision that you would communicate to people, you communicate to staff that you would employ. That's how they can buy into what you're doing and help you to expand your business. If the vision and mission is not clear, they will not be able to buy into your company. They will not be able to give in their best. So they need to see what actually they are working towards. Because once they know what the end goal is, what they're working towards, it makes them happy to see that they are part of this unique vision. Okay, so we also go through the goals and targets you need to set for your business, how to set your goals, how to set your targets, and how to reach them. So this is the first course in the program. Then we'd also go ahead to the pricing for growth and profit course. Okay, don't mind me, I love revenue so much, so I'm always talking about revenue. So we'll go forward to pricing for growth and profit. So the pricing for growth and profit will show you everything you need to know about pricing. So how to calculate your cost of production, how to calculate your profit margin. You know, I always talk about this profit margin because it's so important that you get the profit margin right. If you don't get the profit margin right, you won't have enough net margin to grow your business. So you see the right profit margin to use, and then how you can calculate it for your individual products. Then we would also see how pricing affects your business growth. So basically, this course will be teaching you about pricing and how you can use pricing to scale and grow your business, the right pricing. Okay, then the third course is on structure. You know, most of us have this issue of if we're not in our business, nothing happens, nothing really works well. But there's a way around it. There's a way you can put in the right structure in place that even if you're not around, your business can run without you. Earlier this year, around August, September, I was off work for almost 2 months, 1 month plus. Like, I wasn't going to the office at all, but the business was running. Like, it was a very good time for me to test out the structure I've put in place in my business. And you can do the same too for your business in 2020, okay? So, for this course, I will take you through how to do proper bookkeeping, because if you're not keeping proper record of your books, your financials, money coming into your business, money going out, and also the inventory, also you need to know how many products you produce, you need to enter how many products you produce, you need to enter how many, so when you enter how many products you produce and you enter your sales invoice, like you create sales invoice, the what you sold will be automatically deducted from the how many, from the number of products produced, and you automatically see what the balance of products you have in stock each time is. So even if you're not in the production unit, if you're not the one currently producing in your business, you can teach your people how to enter all these things, so that you just do report and see what they're doing. Right now, I just do a report on the software I use, and I see how many products is produced in a week, in a month, how many was sold, what is the balance we have. So that way you can track all these things without people having to steal your products. So you don't just depend on the book aspect of it, just writing it down. I sold 100,000 today, you write it down. I sold 50,000 today, right? You need to start using a software for it, so that when they enter it in the office, all right, you can use your phone, you can use your laptop to just see what is happening without being present or asking them to bring your purchase book or your sales book and all those things. You will have any need for that, and you can automate it in a way that is very, very easy for you to track whatever is happening. So I will be teaching you how to do this for your business, and I will also be teaching you how to create what we call SOPs. You remember when I talked about SOPs earlier, standard of operating procedures. So this, you list out all your processes, the production process, sales process, every process that you take currently taking your business, that you undertake in your business, okay? So then you now develop SOP for each of these process in a way that anybody that comes to work with you will have this set of standards that would guide them, so that each time anybody wants to do any activity, they already know what to do, where, at what time to do it, and how to do it, the tools they need to do it, and everything. It saves you a lot of headache of people calling you all the time to ask you, what do I do now? This customer said this, how do I do? Because it's already documented. They can easily follow through with that. So in the structure course, you would see how to easily do this. Like, this program is so, so value-packed. Like, I just really took my time to outline things I know that every manufacturer needs to succeed. Okay? So then the remaining two courses, the fourth one is marketing plan and strategy. So I always talk about marketing, because marketing is like key. It's key in business. If you want to grow your business, you need to market it. You need to attract customers. You need to attract leads. You need to convert them into buying customers. You even need to make sure your customers are also referring people to buy from you. So all these things is a process you need to learn how to do. So the marketing plan and strategy course would help you to learn how to market your business, how to attract leads, how to attract customers, and how to retain your customers. I also, as a bonus, you also be getting Facebook Ads That Convert course. So this Facebook Ads That Convert course helps you to understand how you can use Facebook advertising to advertise your business, both in Facebook and Instagram. So with this, you would have a consistent flow of customers, so you don't need to just depend on organic, on your organic post. Okay, then the fifth course is sales and distribution. You already know, if a manufacturer, especially if your product has a long durability, like over 3 months, if you're not producing fresh food, okay, you need to make sure that you have a distribution system or strategy in place. So this course would help you to see how to craft your sales process and how to recruit distributors, retain distributors, reward distributors. So this helps you to make sure that your sales process is smooth, you have a flow chart to how you sell your product in your business, and also how you distribute your business, so that you distribute your product so that people can easily access your product wherever they are. So
As you can already see, this program is for you if you want to scale your manufacturing business. Next year, this program would be going for 100,000. But I'll be giving the first 20 people to take action right away a 60% discount. So you'll be getting into the program at the cost of 40,000 naira. I assure you, this is the least price you can ever get into this program. So I would advise that you grab this offer now before it expires. So if you're a manufacturer listening to me right now, send me a message to secure your slot. If you're listening via my podcast channel, you can WhatsApp me on 0818-044-3805. Let me take that again. 0818-044-3805. You can also send us an email at learning@themanufacturershub.com. learning@themanufacturershub.com. Let me spell that. The Manufacturers, TheManufacturersHub. The Manufacturers Hub. So you can send us an email at learning@themanufacturershub.com. You can also learn more about this program or see testimonials from manufacturers who have gone through this program at www.amaratase.com/revenue automation. www.amaratase.com/revenue automation. If this offer has expired by the time you send me a message, you can still get this course for 100,000 naira, and you can also choose to purchase individual courses at the cost of 25,000 naira per course. I look forward to hearing from you, and I can't wait to help you build a profitable and sustainable manufacturing business.